let's talk a little bit about what Four Corners managed to dig up with Adani. Now, for months now, ABC's Four Corners program has been really going deep into the business practices of the Adani Group, the giant Indian company planning to build what would become Australia's largest mine site in Queensland's Galilee Basin. Last night, the program went to air, revealing Adani's, well, I guess we could say less than glowing environmental and financial compliance record, ultimately questioning whether the Australian federal and state governments have done enough homework on Adani before backing the controversial mining project. Producer Jack Smith's been looking into it this morning. Very good morning.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Now, let's start with the financial operations. What did the Four Corners team find there?
Yeah, basically, so they started off looking at this key promise from Adani that Australia will receive a $22 billion windfall in taxes and mining royalties over the life of the loan. So that's kind of the big selling point for the mine.
Of course it is, otherwise there'd be no point to
it. But yeah, absolutely. But last night, Four Corners actually exposed a really opaque web of companies and offshore trusts behind Adani's Australian assets. And these companies, typically by large corporations, are used to minimise tax payments.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, so the main assets that Adani has obviously are the Abbott Point coal terminal and the proposed railway between the mining site and this terminal, which is going to be about 400 kilometres and is also relying on a $1 billion loan from the federal government.
That's right, because the idea was we were going to sort of build that as part of a loan scheme to get them interested in there. Yeah. Okay, I do remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was previously thought that these assets, so the terminal and the rail line, were held by a company called Atulya Resources, which was based in the Cayman Islands and controlled by members of the Adani family. But now documents have revealed that another company called ARFT Holding Limited, which is actually registered in another notorious tax haven, the British Virgin Islands, sits behind this original Atulya Resources company. So it's a very murky kind of network of companies.
That would allow for a fair amount of tax avoidance, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so that's the big concern, that this so-called $22 billion windfall for the Australian government, for the Australian people technically, could evaporate offshore.
Now, of course, the other thing the program looked into were the environmental records of Adani.
Yeah, that's also not really great reading for Adani. So there's a number of incidents that have taken place in recent years with related to the Adani company. In 2011, there was a coal spill when an unseaworthy coal ship chartered by Adani sunk off the coast of Mumbai, spilling over 60,000 tons of coal and a bunch of oil as well, which seriously damaged Mumbai's marine life and tourism industry. And also in the coastal town of Mundra in India, a subsidiary company of Adani also ignored environmental regulations and development permits to illegally clear 75 hectares of protected mangroves, again dredge the ocean and blocking waterways, doing enormous amounts of damage.
That's amazing. That's 75 hectares.
Yeah, and obviously the huge concern in Australia is that sort of mining practice could be coming to our Great Artesian Basin and obviously the magnificent Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, well, I mean, we heard some of that sort of coming through, that the Barrier Reef would be directly impacted by this, according to some of the people spoken to in the Four Corners report. What do we think is going to happen? Is Adani going to go ahead? I mean, did the report kind of jump into that?
Well, I think it's kind of up in the air, because we know that all the major banks have pulled out their funding for the development. So there's no international banks, no Australian banks backing the project.
Wow.
So it really comes down to this $1 billion loan from the federal government to make sure this rail line gets up. And the question has to be asked, are the Australian people happy to have $1 billion of public money spent on this project?
That is a very good question. What about this kind of idea that all the jobs it's meant to be bringing in?
Yeah, so the program kind of showed also that this promise of 10,000 mining jobs is in fact much closer to about 1,500.
What?
Over the long term. And if you weigh that against the thousands of jobs in tourism, around 70,000 jobs in Queensland tourism, which depend on the health of the basin and the health of the reef, it's really not a comparison at all.
It's not a comparison at all.
Yeah, and there's also those really important moral questions. The federal government's been arguing that this mine is important because coal will lift millions of people in India out of poverty. But I think the real moral question is, does Australia want to remain the country in the developed world that's digging its heels in with coal and continuing to burn fossil fuels?
That is a question we really have to ask ourselves.
Absolutely.
Quite big. Jack, thanks for looking into that. Another unbelievable bit of work from the Four Corners team.